On this vote, the yeas are 427, the nays are 1. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Well, Congress delivered a rare moment of near total unity this week, voting overwhelmingly to force the Justice Department to release all of its records related to Jeffrey Epstein, from flight logs and internal emails to investigative files and communications tied to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. The bipartisan move being hailed as a major victory for transparency and for the survivors who have fought for years to bring the full truth into public view. And joining us now to talk about what this legislation truly means and what happens next, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Thanks for waking up early with us. We know you're an early riser.
Good morning, Lloyd. I was already up. I'm out the door to work the minute I finished with you.
When was the last time you saw Congress come together so dramatically on an issue this sensitive? And what does that unity say about how seriously lawmakers are taking this moment?
Well, I'm not sure. I've seen unity. And there clearly were a lot of Republicans who felt strongly and felt like their leadership was trying to push them towards where they didn't want to be. The Senate just did not want to get caught in the stickiness of any of this. So you don't normally see things move this fast, especially when there has been so much opposition to it for months. But I think the Epstein survivors had been on the Hill a couple of times. They didn't want to meet with Democrats and Republicans. They did not want this to be partisan. So I got some of my Republican women colleagues joined the meeting that we had with all of them. They're very powerful when they tell their story. So I just think the president realized that members were uncomfortable and that the votes were going to be there to pass this. And a lot of people didn't like where leadership had put them, and you saw what happened.
Do you have confidence that everything will be released, or do you follow the Thomas Massie way of thinking that, you know, they could cover some things up under the guise of it's being investigated?
I'm totally with Tom Massie. I think we have seen so much game playing. You know, files come out of the woodwork from nowhere. I hope we do get all the files. There are clearly a lot of files there. I think Ghislaine Maxwell is lying through her teeth so that she can be in this comfortable country club prison. And I just think that there are a lot of people that are going to have to continue to push to try to get the truth, because we really are doing this for the survivors, the people that as children were abused, and it really isn't okay.
One of your colleagues, the only colleague of yours that voted no, was Clay Higgins. He said that we're throwing away 250 years of criminal justice procedure in the United States by passing this bill, because innocent people that were witnesses or that were tied up in this but didn't do anything wrong are now going to be in the crosshairs, in the media, in the public. Is that something that concerns you, worried you about, or do you think that the transparency here trumps that?
I think transparency trumps that. I do believe that it is very important that, I mean, if your name becomes connected to this in any way, I mean, I'll be very honest with you. I had some pretty intense conversations on the floor yesterday about some of the names that were in these files and why are we, you know, what we have to do is ourselves take a deep breath and remember that everybody deserves due process. So, you know, they were going after a colleague whose name, quite frankly, came out last week. And she needed to be referred to the
ethics. Was that Stacey Plaskett?
Yes, it was, yeah. Stacey Plaskett. She has to have due process, which they had to remind me of. And we all have to remind ourselves, just because your name is in there, you are entitled to due process, which quite frankly in this administration seems to have disappeared. But, you know, there were a lot of people that Epstein knew a lot of people and did a lot of very severe damage. And a lot of people knew exactly who and what he was. I remember when I heard about him, I was with my Panera boys who started telling me about his islands and what an awful, horrific man he was. I had never heard of him. I mean, this is years ago. But people who know people that are pedophiles, that are harming young girls and don't do anything about it, I'm sorry. I think they need to be held accountable.
Speaking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell here on JR Morning, do you think, Congresswoman, that lawmakers, you know, struck the right balance? You know, you talk about transparency versus protecting victims. How confident are you that, like, any redactions will be used responsibly?
The redactions that I do believe, I hope, okay, this, I don't know that I, you know, totally trust anything, that the redaction of the survivor names will occur. I think everybody involved understands how traumatic this has been, that the privacy is important. They can choose themselves to come forward. I think that you're not going to see a redaction of people that may have been accused. I'm sure that any Democrat's name that's in there will get released at some point. But it doesn't bother me because they should be held accountable, mm-hmm. every single person. So I want to make sure that every single person, they are entitled to due process. They have to have due process. But I just want it played fairly so that everybody who's in there has due process, but is held to the same standard, that they're not picking names.
Let me ask you a question that some people have out there. Why didn't this happen earlier? This guy has been in the news. He's been in prison. I mean, with the fervor of supporting these victims, why didn't it happen in the last administration?
Well, I think he was arrested, as you saw. And I mean, I think everybody still now has questions about his suicide. They pursued her very much she was tried in his prison. I think that the initial pressure was to hold them accountable, those two accountable for what they did. Mm-hmm. I think there was a desire to protect the survivors. And when people thought that Donald Trump may have been involved, there became more of a call. And if that had happened, if people had called for the release of those records and it could have embarrassed him, it would have been called a total political move. I'm not saying it's okay. I do think that both Epstein and his sidekick were held accountable. I think people were, you know, if you were to see Democrats do like one thing of the thousands that's been done this year, people would have screamed and shouted and mm-hmm. called it political, and it should have happened.
Right.
But it just is, the times. We're living in very complicated times.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, appreciate you all the time coming on with us. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, guys. Almost happy turkey.
Almost.
Almost.
That's right, almost.
More JR Morning coming up.